Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Many Americans find it's harder to find Dr. Right than Mrs. or Mr. Right. So what really do you look for in a doctor? I love this topic because I am personally in wild love with my pediatrician. And a pediatrician is such an important doctor to really like. I wish that she was my gynecologist and my dentist and my internist all rolled into one. That's how good she is to me. My guest is Mitch Rothschild. So Mitch, tell us a little bit about what people are looking for in a doctor. How do you find Dr. Right?
Well, you mentioned your pediatrician, and there's really three different types of doctors, and people look for different things in each of the different types of doctors. For a primary care doctor, which is pediatrician, family practice, OBGYN, the most important factor is what is called bedside manner. The doctor's taking time to listen to the patient, the ability to have availability. Generally, people like a small, intimate practice more. 78% actually prefer that with the primary care. And for that, they trust other patients, whether it's word of mouth or 81% say they trust online patient reviews. When you come to the one that's quite far from that, the doctor type, which is a surgeon, then you're going to look more at the empirical data, less about the way the doctor behaves and more about things like the number of procedures they've done of that type, the mortality rate, if it's a procedure that's potentially life-threatening, and quality scores that are out for many types of surgeons. And in between those, you have the specialists, the endocrinologist, the cardiologist, the pulmonologist that specialize in one particular part of the body. And for the ones that are not surgeons in that area, so people like orthopedics are often surgeons and they get classified more as surgeons, people tend to be looking for, in that case, really the Dr. Right, because it's usually dealing with a chronic case, and they want somebody that combines the best of both of those, someone that's got a lot of procedures, a lot of history in the area, and one that also has the good personality.
Now, how do you find, I mean, if you're, you know, your mother has to have heart surgery, and of course, your internist right off the bat recommends whoever it is that they work, you know, with. I mean, there's always those recommendations from your doctor, or even let's take orthopedic surgery. There's 8 million orthopods. And so how do you pick a, you know, somebody who is got the qualities that, you know, so you're not so afraid that you just want to trust completely, because you do have to trust a surgeon.
Yes. And so that's pretty much how my colleagues and I spend our life. We're here at Vitals, and our job is to help you find the doctor that's right for you. So the first things that you look for are the three factors that everybody determines. First of all, is that person within your insurance network? Because the difference in cost between an in-network and out-of-network is substantial. So you want to make sure you're dealing with the complete set that's only those that accept your insurance, which, you know, for most insurance plans isn't everybody. It's a number. Then secondly, you want to identify the quality, which is what we just talked about, whether it's, and we have, you know, millions of patient ratings on our site and procedure volumes and all those kind of things that you'd want to look for in terms of a surgeon. And then finally, you want to see availability. Can you actually get in to see that doctor in a fairly short order? And so for that, we usually identify how easy it is to get in. But just like when you go on Google and look for a any sort of search and get the result, the best ones are usually going to come up on top. We try to do the same thing at Vitals, where when you put in your characteristics, we're going to identify for you the ones that fit your insurance, also have the highest quality scores, As well as the ones that if you say, I hate to wait, I need to see somebody right away, the ones you can get into pretty quickly.
Okay, so, I mean, and I hate that it would have to be the ones you can get into quickly, you know, because that in itself makes people roll their eyes and question a little, why? Why can I get in so quickly to that doctor? Or, do you know what I mean? So that's kind of at odds with its own self. And then there's like, you know, certain bone and joint, you know, organizations that have 200 doctors in there. So then you can get in quickly. You just don't know whether you're going to see somebody you like or not. And if that's the case, can you move around within a practice?
Well, the answer is you can certainly move around within anything. One of the most important things to do when you're dealing with a specialist is to make sure that somebody has that special expertise for what you're doing. So in the example you gave with an orthopedist, there are those that specialize in wrists, others in knees, others in hips. And you really need to know the special expertise of those doctors. They will often cross-dabble in different ones, but you need to be able to specify as you're going in to see the doctor the ones that really have that expertise. There's something that's going around a lot now, growing as a medical condition, which is celiac disease, and some gastroenterologists are very much focused on doing that, and others are not necessarily. So clearly you want to be able to have somebody that can that has dealt with this special expertise of what you need. It's particularly important for types of cancer and psychiatry.
Well, there's another one I wanted to bring up, Mitch, because cancer, you get that hideous diagnosis, and you don't know whether to shoot yourself off to, you know, Scripps or Cleveland or Mayo or Sloan Kettering. Do you drive across country, or do you go to find a Cancer Center of America? And how do you know, where to pick? I mean, you said what's in your insurance. So suppose you've got halfway decent insurance. Do you look for the best? How do you find the best where they're doing whole body treatment? You know what I mean? Because they're all advertising that they are the best.
So my advice would be the first issue is there's many different treatment protocols that exists for cancer. There's chemo, there's radiation, there's surgery. You need to put yourself in the right hands of an oncologist that you trust. So you start out there with your essential vet. The oncologist becomes your primary care practitioner. And then you can determine the treatment protocols with that oncologist that you want to go down. Then once you have that, then you can go to some of these treatment centers that, again, based on their reputation and their quality score, a lot of it has to do with the severity and the stage at which the cancer is in. We obviously all want to get the best. The fact is that about 70% of doctors in this country are quite good, about 20% are spectacular. And if you've got something that's life-threatening, you certainly want to go to the spectacular. But again, if you put your hands in the oncologist, the most important decision you're going to make is the treatment protocol, and that's not something you should decide as a patient. That's something that the doctors are trained to do based on the symptoms you present.
And do you think that people need to sort of speak up and tell their doctor, not just sort of scroll around and see what they're looking for, but tell their doctor what they're looking for?
Well, up to a point. I think that there's obviously, for example, medications, very often doctors will prescribe based on you telling the doctor, I have pain here, or I'm going to need a painkiller, or the swelling is too much for me. And doctors will obviously prescribe based on what you want. It's a delicate balance to have. And, you know, as the old expression goes, you know, the most important decision you're going to make is picking your doctor or your lawyer. After that, you either listen to them or you find another one. But arguing with them is never a good solution.
That's great advice, Mitch. In the last 10 seconds or so, tell people where they can find out more information about Vitals.
Sure. So we're vitals.com. Join the 11 million people each month that come visit us. Vitals.com.
Thank you so much. This is Melanie for Radio MD. Stay well.